It's that time of year again. Hashtag made by Google. Google's fall 2018 announcement coming up next.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
This is TWiT Live Special, number 334, for Tuesday, October 9th, 2018. Made by Google, fall 2018. Hello, everybody. Leo Laporte here. Florence Ion will be joining us soon. In a moment, we'll be going to New York City for what either is going to be the least surprising product announcement ever, or the most, or maybe something in between. It's possible. Everything that can be known about this seems to have been leaked already. Although Google tweeted, let me see if I can find that tweet this morning, an invitation to watch saying, well, maybe not everything is known already. And I'm not sure if that really is Google saying, please watch, or if in fact there will be some surprises. We expect a new Pixel 3 phone. That's almost certain. There are some uncertain elements of this. A new Chromebook, perhaps the Pixel Slate, perhaps a Pixelbook 2, perhaps both. And that's that would be kind of interesting. Here's the tweet from Google. It says, so you think you know. Do you have that there, Carson? One thing. It starts with I as Akhtar, which is awesome. Can you, John, check why Carson's not? You got it? There it is. Let me start at the beginning here. So you think you know, says Google. Tune in tomorrow to see for yourself. And then, of course, everybody, all the YouTube stars, Unbox Therapy and so forth, saying, we already know everything, Tech Buffalo, Brian Tong. We already know everything. Well, Google says maybe you don't, or maybe you do. I don't know. we shall find out. It's going to be an interesting morning for Google because yesterday, quite a shock, after revealing that for at least a few months, the Google Plus API was hackable and people were able to get private profile information as well as public information via it, Google announced that they were shutting down Google Plus. Kind of an extreme reaction to a security flaw, but they pointed out in the keyword post that announced it that 90% of Google Plus users only stayed for 5 seconds or less. And I have to admit, as Google Plus has become less and less used, it's become clear that the spammers, the pornographers, and others have been taking it over. And so I went to Google Plus after this announcement and immediately was bombarded by pretty disgusting spam. So I can see why people would close that window in 5 seconds or less. Still quite a shock. Google put everything into Google Plus. At one point, in fact, people's bonuses at Google were tied to the success of Google's social efforts. This is Google's attempt to keep Facebook from devouring them. Facebook still hasn't devoured them, but they have devoured Google Plus, apparently. So it's unclear exactly when Google Plus will go away. Now, Scooter X is telling me it won't be till the end of next year. But I got the impression it might be the end of this month, so it's unclear. We're still waiting for, it's 8 o'clock now on the West Coast, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, which means it's time to begin the event. And it's time to say hello to Florence Ion of All About Android.
Hi.
Are you excited?
Yes. I'm sorry, Leo. I couldn't be there with you to revel in person. It's so hard getting around the Bay Area.
I don't mind. No apologies necessary.
But I'm super excited. I'm already, like, my credit card is ready to go. I'm going to be buying a bunch of stuff today. This is a big day for us, yeah. Android folks.
I have to say, that's the first thing I did this morning is check to see if my credit card was up to date and my mailing addresses were up to date. This could be really expensive if we see a Pixel 3 phone, if we see a Pixel Slate, if we see a Pixelbook 2. There'll probably be a new Google Home of some kind, maybe the... Have they announced a video? Unfortunately, there have been so many leaks from this, I can't tell what's been announced and what hasn't.
Not an official one.
They have announced a video version of the Pixel Home.
Yeah, Not an official Google. One, only through third parties right now. But okay. The rumor is that today is going to be the day.
I feel like I saw the announcement already.
I know, right? They're all going across now on Twitter. Yeah. There's a little video that is surfacing around Twitter of today's announcements. I haven't watched it yet, so I'm still not entirely... Good.
Android Authority already had a review of the Pixel 3 phone, and Gadget had a first look as well. Apparently, some vendor in Hong Kong was selling it, so people picked it up. What do you think about this Google Plus announcement?
I think it was very well timed, perhaps poorly timed.
Well timed, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Wall Street Journal called and said, I need to get some facts checked. And then Google was like, oh, we should probably close that down for when this goes live.
Now, I understand Ron Richards is in the audience there, as are many other Google journalists. It looks like the video is live now. It's a pretty venue. I don't recognize it, but I like the windows.
New York's got a lot of really beautiful venues for this sort of thing, yep. I have to say.
It's kind of made for it. And let's see if Sundar Pichai begins.
Pixel can't stop
making.
Oh, they're doing
Ayaz Akhtar. This is the video they tweeted.
The Pixel 3 as well as the Pixel 3 XL.
We have a very clear image
there, there was
now
one
of this
bit of speculation that maybe
no matter how hard you
Google
try, you
was punking everyone with these leaks.
Past the internet.
I don't know if punking. I don't think they were punking. I think they knew what they were doing.
That they really do you think these leaks were on their part though?
I mean,
there's a now they're playing a Beatles song, which must have cost them a pretty penny, and showing
this is
off
very Apple-ish.
Yeah, they're showing off a Google search video: broccoli, kale, cucumber, donuts, and then image. Oh, this is Google Photos they're showing off.
Mm-hmm. Still can't remove fences.
They said it could 2 years ago, but...
still waiting.
It's not easy. At Google I.O. a couple of years ago, they said... they showed a baseball game, Little League game, and how easy it was to take the fence out of the picture.
Yeah. I mean, Google's got a lot of stuff to make a reel out of.
Yes. Will they mention Google Plus?
I don't know, but they mentioned the California fires. Sheesh.
They got hit pretty hard in the Wall Street Journal.
They did. They did.
And even European regulators were saying, hey, you're supposed to tell us when this stuff happens.
Please help me. Help me. Help me.
So there's $1 million down the tube right there with the Beatles song. And onto the stage strides Rick Osterloh, the product manager at Google. He's the guy who came from Motorola
morning,
in that
everyone.
Position and is well loved.
Great to see you all here. You're going to hear a lot
big
more about
guy.
Help today.
Yeah, I love him.
I'm so glad you've joined us. We're shaking things up a little bit with a new venue, some new faces in a new city. Special welcome to our friends in the media. We've also invited some of our top sales associates from Verizon and Telus. Welcome.
Yeah,
Telus.
Okay.
That's right.
Telus is a Canadian carrier. No,
are you out
Australian.
Of towners? Thanks so much for coming here to New York City to be with us. So this year marks Google's 20th anniversary. And for two decades, we've been working towards our mission of helping to organize the world's information, make it more accessible and helpful for everybody. Delivering information has always been in our DNA. It's why we exist. We love working on really hard problems that make life easier for people in big and small ways. And I wanted to tell you a couple stories about what I mean about this. So even after two decades, we're constantly working to shave as many milliseconds as possible off of our search times.
What are those little tables?
That focus
in there, those little O's?
Has caused us to push into a bunch of new areas.
I wonder if that's for
we
the
designed our, new, our own servers. We designed an operating system
to
run our data
prediction.
Centers. All of this
the
so
O
you
is
could find
slide open at
faster.
Some point, and a Pixel 3
But if
3
we're really going to help
people,
we need to make sure we provide
the
most
audience.
Relevant
I bet
search
that's
results.
A hands-on bit.
And we can only do that if we know what people are asking for. So we set out to understand the nuances of language and the intent behind the words.
This is already very much
as
a Google.
As we progressed on that, we realized that
and
we could help with translation,
well.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
That's led us down a path of developing
really
completely new technologies,
things,
software, hardware,
in many ways,
and
the
AI
language.
That underlies it all. And now
you have to start with
we're translating 143 billion words every day in more than 100 languages. And now more people can say what they want to say to each other. Beautiful, hello, thank you.
Dr. Mom, who
These
is
are three
in the New York
of the
area,
most
says it looks like
Queens
out the window.
Mm. And with speech recognition, as good as it is, we can roll out voice interactions across our hardware devices so your devices understand you when you talk to them. We can lessen the pain of responding to emails by suggesting quick responses. And Smart Compose in Gmail even offers
the number
to finish
one
your sentences
post in
as
the
you
Google
type.
Home Reddit thread
it can suggest
subreddit is
relevant contextual
Gosh,
phrases
it.
And cut back
Why
on
doesn't
repetitive
understand me?
Typing like addresses. Smart Compose is already saving people a billion
Mine
characters
is,
of typing
bilingual.
Each week,
and sometimes it
and
confuses with language I'm using
with Pixel.
Do you speak to it in Romanian?
So with our improvements
I,
in language,
I do. I try to do
the
dictation.
Assistant
And is it
much
work?
Better at getting things done for
Sometimes.
You.
Sometimes.
Like
wow.
booking
cool.
a restaurant reservation over the phone. That's our duplex technology you saw earlier this year.
Which California passed a law against.
These incredible
just a month
technologies
ago.
You'll hear about today are built on this 20-year history of making information more accessible
unidentified use of
and
bots.
Helpful for people.
But I think it was
This is also
duplex
true of our work in imaging. Many of you in this room say last year's Pixel 2 still takes the best pictures, even in a year with so many amazing flagship
yes,
phones.
I agree.
That's not
I
a
agree.
Fluke. Pixel's camera completely rethinks how images are captured, and we can trace that intelligence directly back to Google search. We noticed very early on that people were using Google to search for images, even though our results weren't perfect back then. Because we were looking at meta tags, we were looking at surrounding text. That was just really a workaround. But what we really needed to do
search is something
was look at the images
themselves.
Mm-hmm. So we spent years researching computer vision technologies, analyzing hundreds of millions of photos, and now we're getting better all the time at recognizing objects and faces and even concepts within an image or a scene.
It's really interesting to see the Pixel work its magic
of ways
after you snap
to
a
put
photo.
This technology to work.
And of course,
for
Apple
you.
In the iPhone XS
like right
has
now,
copied that technique.
You can search
taking
your
multiple
photo
images.
So pictures are accessible wherever you
various,
are without any work from you.
For exposure,
and
for
we can
detail,
help take a stunning portrait
them.
Photo just like you would with a DSLR.
Or
And we
your
can
iPhone.
Smooth out shakiness in your videos. You can also point
Apple,
your camera
of course, always acts like it invented
at a
the
movie
technology
poster.
When it announces.
Get local theater listings. Maybe even look up an actor's
this is
bio.
This Google Lens he's talking about now.
And we've mm-hmm. invented a new type of camera. Put it on a fleet of cars and then drove those cars all over the world.
Oh, boy.
To give you a detailed
yeah,
map of the
Waymo.
World.
Yeah, we have Waymo. Yeah.
So from searching to translating to getting a great photo of the world, when we see an opportunity to help people, we go the extra mile. Our deep investment in AI over many years is at the core of
Google
our ability
so many
to push forward
products
in many
to
areas
announce today
once.
That I think
and
this
you're
is
see
probably going to be
a
fairly
a lot of
long
our products
event.
Today.
I'm predicting a couple of hours.
I say this every year.
And it's
but
getting
the big
longer.
The breakthroughs
as
you're
going
to see are not in hardware on. Alone. They come
so
at
like
the
Google I/O keynote level.
AI,
yeah, I think so.
Software, and
Let's
hardware.
Let's just hope there's no stretch
together.
Break in the middle.
This approach is what makes Google's hardware experience so unique, and it unlocks all kinds of helpful benefits. When we think about artificial intelligence in a consumer hardware context, it isn't artificial at all. It's helping you get real things done every day. A shorter route to work, a gorgeous vacation photo, a more efficient home. Our guiding principle
all the buzzwords
here is
going.
Exactly yeah, the yeah. same as it's been for 20 years. To respect our users and to put them first.
Trying to find Ron
and
in the crowd.
Our work in three
it's a bigger crowd
specific
than the Microsoft
ways.
Event earlier.
First,
oh, yeah.
last week.
We want to respect each user as an individual.
Your
and
own
provide
personal.
Them with their own personal Google.
Cool, but not Google Plus.
Just as Google is organizing the world's information, we can combine AI software and hardware to organize your information. Your experience and the help we provide you is unique to you.
I'm surprised they didn't shut down Google Plus right after Vic and Dotra left.
And it's always available to help provide
according to the
help
journal,
when
the
and where you need
security
it
hole, which I don't think is a massive security
second
hole.
We're committed to the security of our
information
users
in your Google Plus profile that was marked
simple,
private.
Simple, powerful ways to safeguard
was
your devices.
Live between 2015 and March 2018. Google apparently learned about it in March, which means they're in violation of GDPR because you only have 72 hours to
in the world
notify
and it
users.
It constantly works in the background to keep your devices and data safe. We've also integrated Titan Security, the system we built for Google data centers, into our mobile devices with a new dedicated chip.
Titan, of course, is Apple's code
Titan
name for
Security
its
protects
self-driving
your
vehicles.
Sensitive on-device
mm-hmm
data.
There's so
by
few code names
your lock
left
screen and strengthening disk encryption. And it also even protects the integrity of the operating system itself. By combining Titan Security both in the data center and on device, we've created a closed loop for your data across the
I wonder
Google
if they
ecosystem
restructured this keynote after yesterday's news.
We know
news
people want to hear a lot about this,
yeah,
so
this
you'll
is
be
right
hearing
up front,
more about
it
throughout the day.
Yeah, I bet.
A vital third theme of ours. We want to make sure that you're in control.
I love
digital
well-being. Everyone should be using it if they have
from
it on their
phone. From our research, 72%
is it fully functional now? Because I know it wasn't right away when
yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
It's share that concern.
It's pretty darn great.
So we've developed new tools that let you control your devices instead of those devices controlling you. We're introducing new simple ways to cut down on notifications and distractions. We can help you understand the amount of time you're spending with different applications and set app limits so you can switch them off when you want to.
Yep.
And we're providing parents with simple controls over screen time with a family. We feel a deep responsibility to our users to provide a helpful, personal Google experience while keeping their information secure and making sure they're in control of their digital well-being. These things really matter to our users. And it shows in their response to our products. The enthusiasm has been absolutely great this year. Our Google Home devices are expanding into more countries and more homes. Our daily
yes,
active
they are
users have grown by 5x in the past year alone. And test after test concludes that Google Home is the most accurate and most helpful home assistant
I wish they'd
device
give us actual numbers of how many people are actually using
yeah
these things.
Five times doesn't mean anything. Five times 10, five
yeah
times a million.
And it
it's,
now
it's meaningless
offers help in multilingual homes. Pixelbook has had a huge year as well. The Verge said,
oh, yeah,
Pixelbook is stellar. It's elegant, sturdy, fast,
all I've been using to
designed
file my work the last four
and both
four
Pixelbook
months
owners and a lot of you tech reviewers.
Yeah, but I can't imagine they've sold too many. There's so much more than other Chromebooks.
For its
it's true
performance and innovative design. And we're just getting started here.
Which is why I'm hoping to
and
hear some things
Pixel
today.
A couple months ago,
Scooter X is telling me that Google has dropped the price of the Pixel 2 XL to $749 on Project Fi. Not a huge cut.
Plus, the Pixel experience keeps getting better over time as we've rolled out a number of helpful updates. The UI's improved. The colors are deeper. The phone is just all around more helpful than when it first came out.
Android Authority said that the
new
screen on
the
Pixel 2
across
the
whole
made by Google
family. But you probably don't want to hear too much more about
Pixel 2 did not have a great OLED screen.
So let's talk about what we've been working on. So first, for life on the go, we designed the world's best camera.
It sure looks
put
pink
it in the world's most helpful phone. Introducing
there it is.
There it is.
The beautiful
it is
new
pink
Pixel 3.
With an orange button.
Oh, I love the little orange button.
Yeah, it looks exactly like the renders. Pink is one of the colors.
And for life at home,
sure,
we designed, oops, sorry, for life at work and at play, we're bringing the power and productivity of a desktop.
It's okay, Rick.
There's the Pixel Slate. So they're going to just do it all at once, it looks like. Instead of spending time with one device, they're giving you us all of them at once. So on your bingo card, the first two.
And for life at home, we designed a smart display.
Here's the display
so
version of the Google Home.
We see the info you need.
Had heard
and
about.
Manage your connected home from a single screen. Introducing Google Home Hub.
Oh, they put the hub vernacular in there. That's interesting.
The rumors were that. Oh, see those are. I was right.
Oh, you're
and
right,
here they
Leo
are coming up here in the pedestal for the first time, seen in real life.
You were so right.
You can take a couple photos if you'd like.
Look how nice it looks, though.
Isn't that pretty? It's very Star Trek. So there's a Pixel 3, a Pixel 3 XL, a Pixel Book 2.
Look at everyone.
And I have to, on the Home Hub, I have to point out there's no Pixel Slate at this point. So
I gotta get a shot of these. These look great.
These are three products that were expected, but
wow,
there were more expected.
Mm-hmm.
A charging dock.
Okay, all right.
And most importantly, the Pixel Slate.
Don't worry, everyone. You'll get more time with them in the demo area.
Crowd's
are you trying
running
to take one out of there?
Take pictures.
I would too. But please don't.
Rick is great because he's relaxed, unlike a lot of people who attempt to do this.
They look great, right?
Very comfortable.
Well, let's talk about the design because I think the design of this year's products are absolutely terrific.
So, a bit of a shocker. It doesn't look like there will be, unless there's one more thing, a tablet.
The design company of the year for our efforts in both hardware and software design. We've seen incredible progress in material design, our adaptable open source system of guidelines, tools, and components that support the best practices of user interface design. And this has resulted in some truly beautiful evolutions of the applications
design.
You know and love. And this year's new devices fit perfectly with the rest of the family.
Look at this aesthetic that we have going on here.
It is very
so clean and modern.
Beigey pinky.
Really, yes.
even the model is beigey pinky.
Very millennial.
They really pushed us to think about how technology can be designed for the way you live today.
And what are
and
his
the design
her
world
pronouns?
Has taken notice. Over the past year, made by Google products have won more than 45 of the design industry's top awards.
Boy.
Ivy's going to give us a rare peek into our design studio
Ivy again.
And share some of the details about our team's philosophy
team.
And approach. Let's take a look.
We've made this Pixel
People
book.
Think aesthetics is making something pretty, Wrong and guy. It's really not. I mean, aesthetics is about igniting
you know,
our senses.
I totally get what they're saying here, because I definitely sense this when I have my Pixel 2 and the Pixel Book out on the table together, and they match perfectly the white with the white.
It's actually material design in the physical world, isn't it?
Exactly.
I didn't realize Ivy is really a person.
Yeah.
Ivy Rose. Interesting.
As technology progresses, it needs to be closer to us.
She's their Johnny Ive, right?
I'm here for it. Because I love this aesthetic. This is what I like, personally.
How that language shows up will evolve over
very
time.
Modern. It's
I think technology
not masculine, and I think that's probably not an accident.
It will eventually be invisible. Design
it's very,
you know,
IKEA.
To make that transition smooth and beautiful.
I get what they mean about wanting the product to be invisible, and I definitely sense that with living with these products in my home.
Yeah. It's interesting as Microsoft's pushing its slate black hardware, Google's going towards a much lighter palette.
So cool. Mm-hmm. So cool. Some of the best examples of the amazing work that Ivy and her team have been doing is in the most important place in your life, your home. Fast Company named Google Home Mini the most innovative product design of 2018.
There will be
and consumers
a Mint
love
Mini
it, too,
now.
As it extends access to the assistant.
I hope it sounds better, because I'll say the Mini, you know, music just isn't its priority.
We're using mesh networking and AI to extend your home Wi-Fi network.
We haven't heard much about the Google Wi-Fi in a long time.
Google Wi-Fi is still the number one router.
No kidding.
And it's the simplest way to make sure that
what?
Your connection speed is
good.
Yeah,
that's what I want to know, because if you go to the wire cutter...
You might have heard that we're bringing together Google and Nest so we can solve deeper problems in managing people's homes. The right way to do this is to start with the basics. The smart home of 2018 is too complex with siloed technologies and interfaces. Your smart home really doesn't seem too smart when you can't figure out how to turn on the lights or set your home security system.
You know, if the internet goes out, you can't do anything.
So we're pursuing a shared vision of a thoughtful home. That isn't just smart.
So Ivy Ross was a jewelry designer hired to set up and to run Google Glass
Nest
in 2014.
Defined the thoughtful home with the Nest learning
I think that's interesting,
thermostat.
Isn't it?
which is
I think that's
one
smart.
Yeah.
That's the kind of and industrial design that they were trying to bring to their product lineup.
Right.
That's genius, really.
Nest also has the top-rated products in connected security
design
cameras,
for all hardware,
smoke alarms, and doorbells. So working together, Google and Nest can shape how these technologies come together for a more helpful, thoughtful home. To show you what that means, let me bring Dia out.
Yeah, thoughtful home is the buzzword.
Thoughtful home.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the thoughtful home, Dia Jolly. Coming out with that mint green background. Boy, they're really going with the pastels here.
Thanks, Rick. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for being here today. Let me tell you about how we've reimagined Google for the home. 2 years ago, we launched Google Home with the goal of helping you and your family simplify the hectic moments in your life.
Yes.
And we've seen that this is striking a chord with
Google
our users.
Google did say that most or all of these products will be available for
pre-order today. Up by over 400% in just the last
year. I'm going to check the Google store.
But now, imagine. Not only
my finger is ready to pull the trigger.
Ask Google Assistant a question. But imagine being able to see your response back.
My favorite
that
Google
is
Home is the Max. I really like that speaker.
With Google Home Hub.
So does my husband.
Yeah. But I think the screen is great.
Like
I'm an Amazon Echo
YouTube,
Show fan.
Maps.
And the screen does really
photos,
make this more useful.
So they're easily controllable with your voice.
I have the Lenovo Smart Display, so I want to see how this changes
today,
the experience versus a third party,
right.
Like phones, the one that they're talking
laptops,
about right now versus a third party smart
but
display.
None of these were developed with the goal of helping you and your family in your home environment. That is why we built Google Home Hub. We obsessed about what a display designed specifically for your home should do. How should it interact with you and your family?
Hub implies that it'll be used for running
how should it look in any
Nest
room?
And
so
other
we spent
smart
countless
IoT devices,
hours on
right?
the design of Hub. We incorporated soft rounded corners and premium materials, including our own custom fabrics.
They love the fabric.
You can also choose from four.
I have to tell
colors.
Everyone out there that fabric does not pair well if you put these things near your kitchen
no.
because all the oils and things get on them and it's very hard to clean.
So mint, pink, black, and white, although I'm sure they'll have better names for all four of those colors.
Put a camera on Hub so that it was
I love it.
To use in the private
I love
what
the
did
color.
She say about the camera? No camera.
Make sure. That
no
Hub
camera
is not a
oh,
bright glowing screen. In
yesterday,
your
Facebook announced a new
so
camera-based
sure
portal device with a screen.
To the ambient
that's
lighting.
Mostly for it doesn't have Facebook on
this,
it. It's mostly for making phone calls.
Ambient EQ.
But the thing that creeped
with
me out was that the camera follows you around
sensor
the room
and combine it with our own imaging algorithms so that we can fine tune.
This
the
is what Apple does with its phones and tablets. It so modifies the color display depending on ambient lighting.
To the bright white tones of natural light that you get during the day. And then gradually shift into
oh,
the oranges and yellows
okay.
and indoor lights in the evening.
Makes pictures look
you can
better.
Feel the magic of ambient EQ when you look at your photos on Hub.
So they really want this
course,
to be a product that you put in your personal space, not just
so now,
in like
no
the common space.
Return of the digital photo frame.
And even your home decor, Hub can blend seamlessly into your home.
I'll be honest, the
finally,
Chromecast is my photo frame.
Yeah.
Hub to be a community
the lack
device.
Of camera, that decision
that
not to put a camera, really interesting.
Home.
And that's
so
because Google,
Hub
of course, everybody
Google's
nobody trusts Google.
Speech recognition
Amazon
technology.
Has a camera. Facebook has
by
a camera.
Using voice match,
the Lenovo Smart Display is a camera that you can easily
yes.
it's able to
turn off.
Very interesting,
for
though.
Each and every user in your home.
No camera at
today,
all.
Today, 85% of Google Home users are using voice match. So by now, you're probably wondering how Hub works.
Yes, because
so
it works the best with voice match. And if you don't set it up, it's kind of frustrating to use.
Right. And people can punk you. Dia's done. Now Mark Spates.
These are new people to me, by the way.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dia. Hello, everyone. I'm excited to share with you a few examples how Hub fits into my home.
He's the product lead
Mornings
on smart
speakers. Mornings
are
crazy for most of us. And having a little bit of help would be awesome. With Hub, I can just say, hey, Google.
I kind of love him.
Good morning.
Oh, you just like his suit.
Yeah, I do. I
and
really
his,
like
and his hair.
His
I love his hair. His look is great.
The time is 9 a.m.
Us gray guys can look good.
It's 64 and sunny.
And salt
the
and pepper.
The best way to get to work by car is via US 101 South and will take 45 minutes. There are 11 entries in your calendar. By the way,
45 minutes on a good day.
Eggs for dinner tonight.
Because recognize my voice. It tells me everything
this
I need to know while I'm finishing up my cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And in the evenings, Hub is great at helping me make dinner and relax. Google Home Hub is the best display made for the kitchen.
This is a unique look.
So instead of fumbling around with
your phone, suit is made from the same fabric
as the
Google Home
Hub. You have flowers on your hands.
Yeah, I was.
You're washing dishes.
It kind of does.
Oven mitts. You can simply use your voice to get help in the kitchen. You can set multiple timers. You can find out how many ounces are in a cup. You can even figure out what to cook for dinner tonight.
There's flour all over that.
My hub gives me access to a huge library of recipes, including great dishes from Tasty.
Tonight, I will say the cooking feature on the smart displays are fantastic.
Hashtag late night brunch.
As you can chat room said, this is,
Hub, I can
it looks like the future. This is how you dress in a science fiction movie about the near future.
I can even watch a video to figure out how to poach an egg.
Belongs in her.
Now, I'd like to tell you a little bit more about YouTube on Hub.
Yes.
The YouTube experience
it
has
been
optimized. So I have access to a ton of how-to
videos.
This
is a big problem
just
with
by using
Echo
my voice.
Show.
Good example is I can say, hey.
YouTube experience is far from ideal. Uh-oh.
YouTube video.
I did mute all my devices.
Hub. Hey. Show me how to carve a pumpkin.
Playing how to carve Halloween pumpkins on YouTube.
Okay, little sync problem there on the fake assistant response.
It's a pretty epic pumpkin.
No, it's not.
And of course, Hub is great for enjoying music as well. With YouTube Music, you can easily find the perfect song, video, or artist. Hey, play something brand new.
Okay.
All right, here's some music on YouTube.
By the way, our Google just responded to that. Was that in here?
Yeah.
Or was that you?
I muted all my devices.
Our Google Home responded to that.
And I have instant access to the massive catalog of music and videos. By offering the ability to hear and see your music on Hub, it really brings the concert right to your home.
Through I'm just finger, a little concerned about this fabric body being in a common area. It's
including ad-free videos and our new YouTube music streaming service. So we all know technology can make our lives easier
YouTube
and more fun. But sometimes it's really hard to disconnect and enjoy time with friends and family. Hub can help with that too. Just put Hub into downtime mode and it won't interact with anyone in the house except for those critical things like alarms.
Okay, downtime mode.
I like that. That's good.
But it makes a huge difference.
That's great.
We're also introducing a set of tools to provide parents with a little bit of peace of mind. With filters, you can ensure that everyone in the home is enjoying family-friendly content. So, no matter if you're starting off your day, if you're learning something new, or if you're just chilling at home, Hub is there to help. Back to you, Dia.
I want to know why they called it Hub. I want to know if it's because of the quote-unquote thoughtful home, or if it's because they want to just sell the idea of the hub to families.
But there's more. As Rick mentioned, we want to build a thoughtful home for our users.
There we go
again. And where this comes to life the most is in how easy it is with Hub to set up, manage, and control your devices. You can even see the state of your entire home at a glance. It truly is the hub for your thoughtful home. So let me show you how. Today, I have a few different smart devices in my home. Smart lights, thermostat, doorbell, and even a door lock. To be able to control and manage these devices, I have to go to multiple different apps. And if my husband wants to manage and control these devices, he has to go to the same apps.
You don't have to, by the way. There are a lot of third-party apps out there that let you do this.
Okay.
Did we forget to turn down the lights and lock the door in the living room before going to bed? With Hub, we're introducing
if
Home
my
Hub.
Wife says, did we swipe forget down to lock the door, the screen, she means, did you,
bring up a simple
and will
dashboard.
You go do it now?
The dashboard shows you the state of your entire home at
oh,
a quick
I love
glance,
this, though. I love this home view.
Quick access
see?
To all your devices.
There's a little IoT
this has
here.
This is a radically helpful addition to my home.
It's radically
home view
hubful.
Is designed to be super easy and intuitive to use with a simple tap or with your voice.
That was
you can
good.
Even see things by room, so you can turn down the temperature in the bedroom and turn up the music in the living room. It's now all in one place for the very first time.
All with Google hardware.
And easily accessible by everyone in your family.
Welcome to the silo.
And we're providing the same level of control.
Actually, they do this for like smart bulbs, so I'm thinking they're going to integrate it with third-party devices.
Is it Z-Wave and Zigbee, or is it its own? Is it Thread?
Whatever accounts are linkable with the Google Home app.
So it's really up to the hardware to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with Nest devices, we have all the tools in place to help take the experience of
And Google uses Google Thread, which is based on the Qualcomm spec for its smart home connection.
Right.
That's what's used inside many of the Nest devices.
And even Hello Doorbell. So, for instance, if you're having dinner and someone happens to ring your doorbell,
now,
Hub will automatically
surprisingly, this is a 7-inch screen. Do you have the 10-inch Lenovo?
I have the 10-inch, yes.
As would I, as would anybody, right? So this is a little small.
Many people have connected devices in their homes today, and they don't even know it.
Yes.
Hub can help with that. HomeView lets you control over 200 million devices from over 1,000 brands, many of them in your home today. So now, with a simple tap or with your voice, you can control your Dish Hopper DVR, your Chromecast, your Vizio TV, and even your Philips Hue light bulb.
So there
with
you go.
HomeView,
you're right, Philips Hue.
You have all the tools in place to help you build and manage your thoughtful home, whether you have a house full of connected devices like I do, or you're just getting started with your first simple smart light bulb. Now, we've talked a lot about what Hub can do. But what about when it's not in use? We designed Hub to be the world's
best
photo frame.
Oh,
so that you could
best
relive
photo frame. All right.
Yeah,
Home
Hub. It's about time.
We do this via a deep integration with Google Photos. Google Photos has over 1.2 billion photos and videos uploaded every single day. So now you can select any album that you've ever created or that was shared with you. And we're introducing a new feature called Live Albums.
Mm-hmm.
With Live Albums, you can just select the photos of people that you want to see. And what we will automatically do is create a new album with all the photos you've ever taken of those
people. I love this.
Your photos also never get stale because Live Album updates automatically every time you take new pictures. So it's been really amazing.
This is something
every time I walk by
Amazon should have done with
this
show,
and that I've forgotten about,
you can choose an album,
but smile to my face.
It's up to you to update it.
And recently we came home from a family vacation to show our photos.
I mean, it makes sense.
Displaying.
Google's all about that facial recognition, and of course it uses this technology.
Hub also makes it easy to share Live Albums with loved ones. So now my parents can see photos of my son show up automatically in their home. Now, you also might be wondering, what about that blurry picture I took the other day? Will that show up on Hub as well?
Well, Google Photos has AI.
We use machine learning to only show the best photos on Hub. We automatically filter out blurry photos, underexposed photos, those random pictures of things like receipts, and even duplicate photos.
Yeah, you really don't want a receipt
now,
showing up
Google
on your
Home Hub. We have a great way to actually relive
it's a photo frame of my income taxes.
So you can pre-order Google Home Hub on the Google Store today
for
$149. Yeah. And it's also available on October 22nd at retail locations here in the U.S.,
pre-order today,
UK, and Australia.
Go to see it in the store October 22nd. It's 2 weeks.
Google Home Hub is the perfect display to help you manage your thoughtful home and provide the help you need with a glance. Check out this video. Thank you.
Oh, is she happy to get off that stage? she was a little nervous. Paul Thurrott continuing the snark. When it's not in use, Google Home Hub is the world's best home surveillance device. I mean digital photo frame. Without a camera.
Well, this one has no camera.
Yeah, it doesn't have a microphone. Look how small it is, though. That kind of surprises me. But that's how they get the price down.
I think it's supposed to be an entry-level smart display.
Yeah. And then if you want, maybe that's how they keep from stepping on the mm-hmm. toes of Lenovo and, was it LG? Who else has the Home Hub?
Well, LG was supposed to have one. I haven't heard of that one yet. And also JBL.
JBL, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, that one looks like a football.
Deep in the sunset,
Oh my gosh. Maybe angry at seeing dogs jump on the couch.
What do you think? I think.
All right.
I'm not exactly knocked out.
Not gonna.
All right.
Yeah.
As I mentioned earlier, Google's been obsessed with speed and relevance of the search information we can provide. We built this incredible search engine.
As terrifying as that is.
But back then, browsers were just too slow. So then we built Chrome.
Yeah.
A faster, more secure browser.
Oh, here we go. This is a Chromebook thingy.
We had to use our fast browser on our old, slow PCs. They took way too long to start up. They were a hassle to keep secure. And they just weren't optimized for the web and app experiences we use today. And we knew computing could be fundamentally better. So we developed Chrome OS to represent a new vision for computing based on our core tenets of speed, simplicity, and security.
It's definitely
simple.
Chrome
OS brings together the best of Google, search, AI, and apps and services all in one place. Now, your Chromebook boots up in seconds, not minutes. It lasts all day.
And
it gets better over time.
The Linux.
It keeps up with the many aspects of your life because work and play are fluid throughout the day. And that's why millions of people have used these devices in schools, homes, and businesses worldwide. Last year, Chrome OS took a big step forward with the introduction of apps from the Google Play Store.
Yes, it did.
And also,
definitely has edified my life.
From the Google Assistant. We tied this all together with the launch of Pixelbook, the high-performance Chromebook.
Yep.
Pixelbook reviews from both the press and customers have been fantastic.
High price tag.
People especially love its beautiful, versatile design.
Starts at $1,000.
Blazing fast speed.
But I have
and
one.
Today,
I do.
We're sharing a new chapter for our vision for Chrome OS.
Here we go.
The launch of Google.
Oh,
there we go.
There's the slate. So this is the tablet.
To tell you a little bit more about it.
Oh, Rick is not going to tell us about it. Someone else will.
Fran Vulner.
Thanks, Rick. Google Pixel Slate is a completely new experience, giving you powerful productivity in a fresh mobile form.
Product management at Google.
Something that isn't a laptop trying to be a tablet. Because who wants a fan in their tablet? Or a tablet that's really a phone pretending to be a computer? Instead, we combine the helpful elements of all of these devices.
Is Google shading itself?
Create a modern computing experience.
Yeah.
People have been asking.
You mean like the Pixel C?
Pixel Slate.
Is that what you might be?
And light.
Who wants a tablet?
It's crafted with beautiful lines and rounded edges in a stylish midnight blue.
Obviously, we're looking at a render. It looks very much like the Tab S3 series from Samsung.
Yeah. Pixel Slate
looks like
speakers
on the left and right.
Detailed display. So sitting back to enjoy a movie is better than
I have to say,
ever.
We looked at Acer's Chromebook tablet, and we're less than
inch.
Overwhelmed.
That's 6 million
293 PPI
is very
high resolution.
Sharpest picture in the category.
Yeah, that's nice.
When we put Pixel Slate in the hands of some of the most demanding YouTube creators, filmmakers,
given unlimited budget,
8K, they rave about this display.
You can do anything you want, but
let's take a look at how they reacted to seeing their content on Pixel Slate for the first time.
It's interesting they're pushing this as a media consumption device first.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for something that draws us in personally, that excites us.
As a creator, I spend a lot of time trying to just make sure our image looks the best it can be.
Because you're not going to edit your movie
correctly.
It's
really awesome.
I think this is just an homage to how well it plays back visuals.
Yeah.
To get to this level of quality, Pixel Slate uses a custom display with low-temperature polycrystalline silicon technology, which allows for 100 times faster movement of electrons versus a standard
display. We call it LCD.
As a result, it can efficiently light up a massive number of pixels. Your movies, photos, and games will be stunning in vibrant colors and brilliant resolution. Now, a brilliant display
Remember, they're competing
doesn't
here
mean
with
much
something like
without
the
great
Surface
sound. So with Pixel Slate, we've positioned the speakers on the front of the device.
Yeah, that's what those.
So they can direct stereo sound towards you instead of out towards the walls or the floor.
They've got to beat a
sub-$1,000
price.
Big sound.
To compete with a Surface Book.
Which, big sound.
Or the Surface Pro. The Surface Pro 6 has an excellent screen.
We've also tuned our audio.
And has Windows, so you can't actually edit video on it.
That gives you crisp highs and clear lows. This combination of an amazing display and dual front-firing speakers gives you the best entertainment experience.
So
you can
a
hold
Surface
in your
Pro 6 is $899. Starts at $899.
It's also a great device for cord cutters, and nothing brings this to life better than YouTube TV. We're excited to give you 3 months of YouTube TV with the purchase of a new Pixel Slate or Pixel Book.
Unfortunately, I've already used up my trial period,
including sports and local news.
I have to say, the compression on YouTube TV is
earlier about our deep history in imaging and computational photography.
Really want to watch it on that
screen. We're bringing some of that same innovative engineering to Pixel Slate's 8-megapixel front-facing and rear-facing cameras.
Okay.
Both cameras incorporate our machine learning algorithms, so you can take great photos, including portrait mode.
Again, promoting the use of tablets for
photography.
I know.
Video chat. It has a wide-angle lens, so you can fit everyone in the frame, and a sensor with larger pixels, which allows for excellent low-light performance.
Okay. Okay.
Represents a new chapter.
This is a Google tablet. It's just not running Android. It's running Chrome OS.
Right.
The UI is now optimized to be simple and easy to use on a touchscreen.
This was one problem, of course,
with Chrome OS experience that's meant
Android
to be held in your hands.
Yeah, it weren't really tablets. And
at the same
time,
it gives you a full desktop experience, not one designed for a phone. You can work the way that you're used to working. You can even run developer tools and full-powered Linux applications.
Ah, they are mentioning Christini.
Check out the reconfigured launcher. Instead of hunting for the app,
I have been running some Windows 10 apps using
suggesting the apps
crossover.
That
yes, that's what it's called.
It's your own personal Google, right at your fingertips.
There were rumors this would dual boot Windows, which would be interesting.
I'm still holding out. That's the one more thing
between work and play.
There's a split screen mode.
And now with Pixel Slate, the Google Assistant is even more deeply integrated within Chrome OS. Simply use your voice, and the Assistant can help you find a restaurant, dictate an email, or play your favorite show.
I have found that the Assistant doesn't do so well on the Pixel Book listening to music and telling me what's playing.
How and when your devices are used. And when it's time to settle in for the night,
it looks like it has a
do
kickstand.
Or is that the features help you tune out distractions and gently adjust the color temperature of your display to help you wind down. Now, as you'd expect from us, Pixel Slate provides really powerful, hassle-free security. Virus protection is built in. The OS updates in the background, so you always have the latest security and features without any annoying interruptions.
I will say that Chrome OS is one of the least fussiest operating systems I've ever used in my entire computing life.
Operating system are protected on your device. And to eliminate the fuss of typing your password, Pixel Slate's power button doubles as a fingerprint sensor, so you can unlock it just as quickly and securely as you do your Pixel phone.
Okay.
Just touch the top and you're good to go.
Part of the rumor.
All of these amazing new experiences on Chrome OS truly make Pixel Slate a perfect device for play and work. But a true desktop experience demands
a great
keyboard.
It's got to be under $800 to compete.
So we created the Pixel Slate keyboard, the perfect companion to Pixel Slate.
This is the render that Kevin Toeffel and others noted.
The keyboard connects to Pixel Slate in a snap.
Bridge.
No pairing or charging needed. Just connect it and start typing.
Is that like the Surface?
The way the Pixel Slate keyboard feels.
Yeah, the Surface has a connector.
Last year, TechCrunch said Pixelbook has the
most, sure how they're doing this.
Most satisfying keyboard to type on.
I don't like
ever
round
experienced.
Keys.
So we took everything great about that keyboard and put it in a folio. Its full-size backlit keyboard is incredibly comfortable to type on.
There must be a connector.
The rounded, hush keys are soft and quiet, so you won't be that person with the loud, clackety keyboard. And the full-featured trackpad works just like you're used to. The Folio is infinitely adjustable. So you can comfortably use it at
infinitely?
Any angle you like. Use it at your desk, on a plane, or at your kitchen table. And when you're done with work, it turns into a slim, protective case
so maybe
that you
this
can take
is to
anywhere.
Compete more with the iPad than it is.
Yeah, that's
Surface
what I'm thinking.
Pro.
Whether you're using Pixel Slate with or without the keyboard, there's a universe of apps
keyboard
to help you do
separately.
More. G Suite is amazing on Pixel Slate.
Yes, G Suite.
Our powerful productivity tools are used by more than a billion people worldwide. And people spend an incredible 74% of their time in these apps working together. With Docs, Sheets, and Slides, you can collaborate and create like never before.
Thank you to G Suite for helping me run my freelance business like a professional.
Full desktop Chrome browser, so you'll never be limited by the mobile version of a site. And you can take complete advantage of the rich ecosystem of extensions and open as many tabs as you need to get work done.
So, Intel?
There are also millions
probably,
of apps
right?
in the Google Play Store, from productivity
I hope
to
so.
Fitness to games and entertainment. We're continuing to work closely
so
with
Android
Adobe
apps are, yeah,
and are pleased to launch the all-new Adobe Acrobat on Pixel Slate.
Oh, great.
Okay.
It's a great example
just what
of
I
developers
need.
Are optimizing their apps for
actually,
Chrome OS.
It's really hard to do PDFs on a Chrome OS.
All right.
You fill out
there
forms
you go.
And sign and annotate documents using the Pixelbook Pen.
So they obviously saw a need.
We also have new apps launching focused on helping you stay healthy. One that I'm really excited about is Peloton. Because it'll help me keep up with my workout, even when I'm away from my bike.
My $4,000 Peloton bike.
Enjoy your favorite shows on Netflix or experience millions of worlds with Roblox.
I have to think Peloton paid for that. And so did Roblox.
So that's Pixel Netflix. Slate. Powered
right.
by the
How much?
Reimagined
Let's get
Chrome
some more
OS.
Specs here.
It's designed to be as versatile as you are, with a desktop operating system, a full keyboard and trackpad, a brilliant display, and the mobility and app support of a tablet.
Okay, it looks like prices
Pixel
came
Slate
in on Twitter before they announced
here
it.
Go.
Oh, here we go.
$5.99.
Okay, that's the right
Pixel
price.
Pixel Slate keyboard
yeah.
is $199, oof. And Pixelbook Pen, now in matching Midnight Blue, is $99.
Now in matching Midnight
keyboard,
Blue?
The keyboard
will be available
expensive.
Later this year on the Google Store and at major retailers in the U.S., Canada, and
so
the
that
UK.
It's not available today.
Pixel Slate is truly a no-compromise way to work and play.
Keyboard press
we'll
about 70 bucks too high. And but the pen's about what everybody's charging. $5.99 is, of course, close enough to the iPad.
Yeah.
I would guess that's where this is aimed. Not at the Surface Pro.
Yeah, I want to know what the hardware is inside of it.
Probably Intel i5, but you know, who knows? We don't even know the screen resolution. I mean, they.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we can infer it from the fact that it's almost 300 DPI, but it's probably 3,000 by 2,000. I don't know. It can't be that high. Not particularly inspiring, I have to say. Yeah, and there's all the specs, but they went by too fast. I can't see that.
All right, I think I know what's next.
Liza Ma and Brian
Finally,
Rakowski.
It's time to talk about phones.
Yay.
So they snuck that Slate there, even though they didn't mention the Pixel 2 at all.
It would be the smartest, most useful device in your life. It's a phone that can answer itself.
So far, no surprises.
A camera that won't miss a shot. And it's a whole new experience when it's charging.
Pixel 3 was built with exceptionally beautiful and thoughtful design choices. It feels great to the touch and light in your hand. The matte finish on the all-glass back is the first of its kind. It carries over our iconic two-tone design while providing a beautiful, silky texture that helps avoid fingerprints. We developed a new etching process that allows for both matte and glossy textures on the same piece of curved glass, with smooth lines and seamless transitions.
So it's a glass back, and
Pixel 3 comes
for the
in three colors:
charging.
Just black, clearly white, and a new color, which is not pink.
The new Pixel comes in two display sizes.
Not pink.
Wait,
is the new color.
Not pink?
It's 3, the new color.
And
is
6.3 inch.
Not
you know
pink.
What?
But it is pink.
Who cares
both
if it's pink?
The same features.
It is
we know
pink.
Users who want a bigger
who cares?
Phone really want a bigger screen. So we've designed Pixel 3 XL's screen to extend all the way to the upper corners.
Except for the notch.
Giving users an edge-to-edge viewing experience with some extra useful space
is
at the top.
Is there a chin?
The flexible OLED is the best Pixel display ever.
Oh,
the new adaptive color profile provides a bright, vibrant viewing experience
very much
from
like
any angle
renders.
And in any lighting.
The leaks, I should
both
say.
Both phones have bigger screens than last year's Pixel and a larger screen-to-body ratio. They feel smaller and more comfortable to hold.
Our front-firing stereo speakers are 40% louder and richer than last year, perfect for a video call or for playing music by the pool. The custom sound profile was developed for Pixel 3 by a Grammy-winning music producer for
holy
stunning cow. Volume and clarity.
Holy cow.
To get the most out of this incredible audio experience, Pixel 3 is the first phone that ships with a new YouTube Music streaming experience. And we're
no.
giving it to Pixel
for
Pixel
6
owners,
months.
On us for 6
I don't
months.
Want it.
Who wants to watch YouTube
the design,
music
the display,
on the phone?
The powerful
my
speakers,
father, actually, he subscribed to it.
Looks and yeah. sounds.
Everyone raves about the Pixel camera.
Apparently, it's really hard today, to find Romanian pop on streaming services, so YouTube
it's so good, even
bridges that
professional
gap.
Professional photographers are shooting with it. We're excited to announce a new partnership with one of the most celebrated photographers of our time.
Annie Leibovitz.
Annie Leibovitz.
Okay.
Annie's really been selling out lately.
For her latest project... She's using Pixel 3 to take photos as she travels
since
around
she's
the
super
country,
broke.
Capturing portraits of inspiring people and places. It's the first time that Annie has officially partnered with any camera, and we can't wait to unveil the series. And Annie is not the only professional choosing our camera. A few weeks ago, we gave the Pixel 3 to Condé Nast and some of the world's top photographers to shoot 7 magazine covers. Let's take a look behind the scenes.
Okay, wow, this is totally pulling an Apple. Like, we shot fashion magazines.
Did they use them?
Yeah. Of course, they got Cardi B.
It's so embarrassing to have that nice tripod and lighting set up and then have a little camera.
Yes. It just feels like an overkill.
And truthfully, magazine covers are not particularly demanding. They're well lit.
They're really not.
They're screens.
Sorry to burst
so
everyone's bubble.
Isn't that hard? It's really, yeah.
This is the first time that Condé Nast has used a smartphone to shoot A-list talent.
Wait,
for
is
magazine
this true?
Covers like Glamour, W,
I could have sworn
GQ.
They use an iPhone one day.
These photos are amazing. They belong on magazine covers. And arrive on newsstands starting this week.
Wow, that's good.
Now, it's no accident that Pixel's camera is ahead of the curve. It's a true end-to-end combination of our AI, software, and hardware. We're building on Google's deep expertise in computational photography. Perhaps the most
yes.
obvious way it comes to life is with HDR+. When we introduced zero shutter lag HDR+ on the first Pixel, it blew away traditional HDR methods. And we're still the only ones to use this method.
Well, Apple
when you press
says
the shutter,
doing
Pixel
something similar,
captures a burst
right?
of short, several short exposures. We combine the images algorithmically.
Let Google have this.
Create an image that is brighter, more detailed, and more colorful. This technology is generations ahead of other smartphones. And all of this is happening on device. Pixel Visual Core is our custom-designed imaging chip that takes complex imaging and data crunching power out of our data centers and puts it on your phone. We built Pixel Visual Core into Pixel 3, making the camera even faster and smarter to power new
and this time,
computationally
it's turned
intensive
on.
Features.
No matter
well, that's
how
right.
great your camera is,
I forgot about that.
The finest details and reproducing the colors, you can still miss the perfect shot if you don't hit the shutter at exactly the right moment. Top Shot solves that problem. Let's check it out.
I like this feature.
All right, come on, girls.
So it's together. Kind of shooting all the time.
Oh, I wasn't ready.
Let me try. a lot of bad shots.
I understand this.
Yeah, they're all out of yeah, I love this. I totally love this. Everybody has these shots. This is actually great. Yeah, all the bad shots. If you're listening, you got to watch the video.
Oh, I understand
every
the
missed
whale
shot,
one.
Every bad expression. We've all got that shot. But look at that. So apparently it's been recording all along.
I feel like this is related to motion photos a little bit, because the motion photos does the same thing.
Right.
But this is just called something else, Top Shot.
So I'm not sure when it starts
Pixel
shooting.
Pixel 3's camera is smart enough to know a good photo when it sees it. Our machine learning is trained by analyzing millions of images. So knows you want to see smiles instead of sneezes, photos where everyone in the group has their eyes open, and the perfect moment of shock at a surprise party.
It's literally a robot just scanning and analyzing 110% of the time.
So if your timing wasn't perfect, it'll suggest a better one. You can also scroll through the alternates and save one of those instead.
And then there's SuperRes Zoom. Anyone who's tried to take a photo at a concert knows that phone cameras have terrible zoom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Instead of shooting a grainy photo, Pixel 3 shoots a burst of photos, each a bit different, taking advantage of the natural tiny movements
so
of your hand.
Zoom.
And you can guess what happens next. We run the variations through a merging algorithm to create a beautiful zoomed-in shot, so you can get closer to the details and frame your shot the way you want. This technique of merging slightly different photos for higher resolution has been used in advanced astronomy research to surface the image of Mars.
Oh.
To image the surface of Mars.
Oh, we're going astronomy now.
Is it surface the image of Mars or image the surface of Mars? Which is it?
Another feature that we're really excited about is night sight.
Both could be true.
Life's best moments aren't always perfectly lit. A party, a campfire with your friends.
This is
before the bar
awesome
closes.
Because it's really computational photography addressing
the
issues people have with camera phone.
Which makes a big scene.
This is why the Pixel's been a success in my life.
Shutter lag,
photo
lack
with
of zoom,
uneven exposures
poor
and shadows.
Low light.
Night sight works so well, you'll never use your flash again. Let's take a look.
I haven't since I've been using the Pixel, honestly.
Oh.
I mean, it does work like that.
Shot on iPhone XS, shot on Pixel 3.
In extreme low light, returns machine learning to choose the right colors based on the content of the image. These shots are completely untouched. Night sight makes Pixel the best low light smartphone camera. It's coming next month to Pixel 3 and our other Pixels as well.
Interesting. And other Pixels.
You might have noticed the second
good
camera in the front of the phone. Let's see what it does.
So apparently it's gone live at store.google.com/product/pixel_3.
Pre-order, are we already doing that?
$7.99 or $33.29 a month for 24 months with zero APR. $8.99 for the 6.3 inch. $7.99 for the 5.5. So that's a good price.
Guess where I am.
Should I get not pink?
Oh, you found that already. You should get not pink. I mean, if you want it. If you're feeling it.
I might get black. I'm sorry, I just can't do it. 64 gig version is $8.99. 128 gig version $9.99.
Hey, Mitch, could you scooch in? I'm trying to take a selfie.
Oh, wait, one. Oh. All right, 3, 2, 1. Smile!
Group selfie cam. That's the rumor was there'd be a second wide-angle lens on the front-facing camera, and that's confirming that. Ships by October 17th.
Pixel users tend to get drafted as the official photographer.
They are selling a Pixel stand for $79 with it.
Great at their job.
That was the rumor that'd be
so we added a second camera on the front.
And the old Pixel Buds, it looks like not the new Pixel Buds. There was some speculation about that.
Now you can fit everyone in the shot without a selfie stick or unusually long arms like mine. Just zoom out. The difference is striking.
Aha.
You aren't just getting more
Pixel
people in the
3
frame
page.
You're getting more
I
details,
told you the address.
More scenery.
Yeah, I know. I missed it. When you
for photos and selfies with even more story, we've got you covered. We've evolved AR stickers to what we now call Playground and built it into both the front and rear cameras.
Oh, this
we've
is,
got lots of new content and characters, including the Avengers, in celebration of Marvel Studios' 10-year anniversary. These These characters are rendered to feel lifelike in the scene, and they even interact with each other.
Oh, this is the AR.
Characters can now also respond to your actions and facial expressions. They look like they're really in the scene with you for even more playful photos and videos. And here's a sneak peek at the childish Gambino character we're working on with Donald Glover.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Coming soon to Playground and exclusively to Pixel.
Donald Glover in my phone. So I could put a dancing Donald Glover in my phone. Okay, that's pretty cool. I like it.
Sorry, got a little excited there. Playground is launching on Pixel 3 and will be rolled out to Pixel 1 and 2 soon, with more content on the way.
And of course, you can also add the Pixel Stand.
So much more than taking pictures.
Right.
Last year, we introduced Google Lens, which helps you do more with your camera with what you see. This year, we integrated Google Lens directly into the Pixel 3 camera. Point it at a takeout menu, and Lens will pull out the phone number to call. Point it at a movie poster to click through to the URL. Lens is now able to work instantly in the camera and on device for some of the most common actions, even without a data connection. This is only possible by combining Pixel Visual Core with our years of work in search and computer vision. Being able to search the world around you is the next logical step in organizing the world's information and making it more useful for people. And we've been doing that in some fun new ways, like with style search in Lens. So now when your friend's wearing a cool new pair of sunglasses or you see some shoes you like in a magazine, you can use Lens to find them online and browse similar styles. It's one more way we're integrating our AI, software, and hardware to create the best end-to-end camera experience.
There are a lot of brilliant new superpowers coming in Pixel 3's camera, but we didn't have time to get through them all. I'm sure you don't want to sit through a two-hour keynote. So here's
a quick
list
of
some of the other features you'll see in our demo area later.
Photo booth mode automatically snaps photos with a smile or when you make a funny face. No shutter button needed.
With motion autofocus, just tap on people, puppies, or anything else that won't hold still.
Wow.
And they'll stay in focus as they move around
the
frame.
That's neat.
That's great. That's exactly what I want.
We made a few enhancements to portrait mode. You can edit the depth of field in a portrait. You can also change the focal subject.
I thought only
of the
Apple
photo,
could do that.
Or make the color pop.
Oh, you could take it. You can change the subject.
And one of the best aspects
of
Pixel 3
is
free unlimited storage at original quality.
So really, this is,
you'll,
I think,
never
why
have
people
to worry
buy
about
Pixel
storing,
phones is for the
syncing,
camera,
or finding your photos.
And I think they've done it again.
Pixel 3's camera is the best end-to-end photography experience ever on a smartphone. We can't
again,
wait for store. You to try
store.google.com/products.
So what about when you're not taking photos? We designed Pixel 3 to take things
Pixel
off your plate.
Underscore
so you can
3.
Spend more time enjoying the moment.
Now that I've ordered it, you can go
instead
ahead
of looking at your phone.
And order yours.
As Rick mentioned earlier, our new
the
Google
specs.
Assistant
thank you, Scooter
feature,
X,
powered by Duplex technology, is able to help users with real-world tasks over the phone, like calling a restaurant to book a table. Pixel phones.
I think we know what
the
specs are, but
let's just
see. It's Android 9 Pi plus Google Assistant.
Next month.
5.5-inch or 6.3-inch display.
So stay tuned for details.
12.2-megapixel dual-pixel camera.
And
Snapdragon 845. 4 gigs of RAM. There was some thought that maybe they'd do more than that.
Let's say you're at dinner
but no,
with
4
friends
gigs of RAM.
Or in a meeting at work.
64
and
probably
or
because, yeah,
storage.
So many other people have done 6 and to 8.
Free cruise. When you give that call,
battery size,
and you can't or don't want to pick up,
on the smaller
just
phone,
tap the screen call button. And your phone will answer for you.
Oh,
and
I love
ask
this.
Who's calling
screening
and why.
The call is built in. That's nice.
As you can
nice.
See here, the conversation
battery
is
15 milliamp hour battery on the
You can decide
the,
whether to pick up, send
three,
a reply,
the XL
or
is.
The call spam. You'll never have to talk
Is this
to
demo using Duplex?
That's really great. That's really great. Hi, you've been selected. Nope, I don't want it.
This all happens on device.
That's
powered
fantastic.
By Google's AI.
So it doesn't matter who your carrier is.
Today with Pixel 3 in the U.S. and comes to the entire Pixel family next month.
Call screening built in.
And we all
in.
Know
that's,
what it's like to be
huge.
Overwhelmed by notifications. Sometimes you just want to disconnect entirely. So we've developed a feature we call Flip to Shush, an easy gesture to minimize
3400 milliamp hour battery for the big one.
Just turn your phone upside down on the table, and your Pixel will take the hint and mute sounds and notifications.
Active Edge.
So you can have
Type
a quiet
C.
dinner with
no,
friends.
No headphone jack. Aluminum frame hybrid coating.
And finally,
back.
Pixel 3 includes our new Titan security chip. As Rick said earlier,
this is their version of Knox.
Step forward in how we safeguard our users'
or
data with on-device protection for login credentials, disk encryption, app data, and the integrity of the operating system.
This is the right way to do it, is store it in hardware.
We have one last thing to show you. What if your phone could provide a totally different experience when it's charging? We're excited to introduce the smartest wireless charger ever, the new Pixel Stand.
But what makes it so smart?
As a wireless charger, Pixel Stand is best in class. It charges your Pixel 3 super
fast. I actually added this to my cart because I figured it's time.
The Pixel Stand isn't just a charger. It changes the way you interact with your phone.
It looks like it has a connector.
Thanks to the Google Assistant.
Oh, I better go get one.
When you dock your phone, the UI adjusts to be easily glanceable from across the room. You can control it with your voice or the one-touch suggestions on the display. In the morning, your Pixel 3 is a more thoughtful alarm clock. The screen will slowly brighten before your alarm goes off, so you can wake up more gently. And with help from the assistant, it knows your morning routine, the weather, and can easily answer
questions. I blew it. I didn't order this.
Similar to Google
Home. You have to bring yours over.
Play your music on Pixel's incredible front-firing stereo speakers, and the cover art is displayed on the screen. Pixel Stand also turns your Pixel 3 into a helpful component of your thoughtful home. You can easily control your connected devices around the house, and with Nest Hello, you can see who's at the door on your Pixel 3 screen. When it's not busy with other tasks, your Pixel 3 becomes a photo frame that delights you with automatically curated memories from your Google Photos library. Again, similar to the Google Home Hub experience you saw earlier.
Right?
Pixel Stand transforms your Pixel 3 so you can get a more visual, helpful experience from your phone. It's the best way to wirelessly charge your Pixel or any Qi-compatible device. Pixel 3 is available for pre-order now, starting at $799. And Pixel Stand
is $89. For that stand. Yeah, so I just dropped $80 on that stand.
On October 18th
it
in the U.S. through Verizon and unlocked on the Google
Store.
Doesn't
look like it can order
standalone. On November 1st, it will be available in 12 more markets, including 4 new ones this year. France, Ireland, Japan, and Taiwan.
And we also have a large selection of cases and accessories available from both Google and our partners. Check them out on the Google Store today. So that's the new Pixel 3.
Now.
It's designed from the inside
out
to be the smartest, most helpful device in your life. It's a phone that can answer itself, a camera that won't miss a shot, and a helpful assistant even when it's charging.
Before Rick comes back up, enjoy this short film shot entirely on Pixel 3 by the amazing Terrence Malick.
Terrence Malick, wow. That's pretty good. Again, spending some money on the talent.
Yeah, they did.
Look at that.
You got to show off that hardware and what it can do.
He's the guy who did Tree of Life, which is a really beautiful movie, if not very compelling.
Yeah.
Looks good. So the store is now live. The Pixel 3, the Pixel Stand, the Home Hub, and the Pixel Slate. Pixel Book 2 is not on the store yet.
But they didn't announce that, did they?
They did at the beginning, didn't they? I'm confused. I thought they did at the beginning, but maybe that was the slate they were talking about.
Yeah.
Am I confused?
Nobody has said anything about Windows on Chromebooks,
no,
so I'm still holding out hope.
Why?
Because then it'll make my Chromebook so much more usable.
Why don't you just get a Windows machine? I know. Never mind. I'm sorry I said anything. There you go.
And then I can finally podcast.
Unless Rick Osterloh has one more thing, I think we've seen it all.
So there they are, the newest members of this year's Made by Google family. We're taking an end-to-end approach to consumer technology that merges our most innovative AI with intuitive software and powerful hardware. Made by Google devices empower people to do more with their day so they have to do less with their tech. And they can focus on what matters most. We've designed them from the inside out to to give you your own personal Google.
Your own personal Google. That's the slogan.
Taking things off your plate. You got a first look at Titan Security and how it's integrated into our mobile hardware.
I'm surprised they didn't,
for powerful protection in a simplified experience.
Instead of licensing
and
the Beatles.
And you've also seen how our approach to digital well-being is woven throughout the whole portfolio. From call screen
and
to
little Depeche Mode, it would have been
ambient EQ and Family Link. We're taking our users' well-being very seriously.
Maybe they'll play it at the
with
end.
Pixel Slate, we've built a Chrome OS device for the way you work and play today. It's a powerful workstation.
I thought they said Pixelbook
office,
too. Maybe
it's
it was
a home theater
Slate
you can hold in your hands. With Pixel 3, we've built the first phone that can answer the phone. And we've also taken the world's best smartphone
the
camera.
The first phone that can answer the phone. That's a slogan.
With Google Home Hub.
Did he say that?
Radically
yeah, he just said that.
Display,
okay.
Which lays the foundation.
12
for the
point.
Truly
here's the Pixel Slate specifics. 12.3-inch display.
Devices, and we're really excited for you to see that for yourselves in our demo area downstairs. For those of you on the live stream, please stick around to see our products and more in-depth demos online. And also, head over to our fresh new
it's an
online
Intel processor, either M3, i5, or i7, or Celeron. So a number of 8th generation
really
Intels
you
available.
Here with us today. Thank
they
you
claim
very much. Have a great day.
All day power. I don't know what that means. 1.
Oh, hey,
pounds.
Hey, wait a minute. There's
what?
A little Chromecast that, whoa.
No mention
they
of a new Chromecast
this.
Either. Did they show it?
Here's some recipes.
No, but it's on, there's
it's on
a
store?
New white one.
All right, so there were rumors there would be. I see the new white Chromecast.
Yeah.
Is the same specs. It's the Chromecast Ultra, $35. Where's the... looks like they're selling it. They're trying to sell it with the Google Home. That's interesting.
Yeah, I see that. Selling it as a bundle.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think how it differentiates...
It's now in charcoal and chalk. Or chalk and charcoal. $35. There you go. They did it in an hour and 13 minutes. Pretty good, Google. Nice job.
Not bad.
So, and it's all orderable on the stores. The store is live right now. The Pixel 3, the Pixel Stand, the Slate... And the new Pixel Home Hub, which is basically a Google Home with a 7-inch screen.
No camera.
No camera. They made a big
no
point
camera,
of that.
No
camera.
Screen.
Yeah.
Yep.
So don't worry. We can keep showing the picture on the stream because it looks like they're still showing some product features. What do you think? Florence Ian.
I am super excited to get my not pink Pixel 3. I'm super excited to just, I kind of feel like because I've been so happy with the product the last 2 years, I'm just excited to have like the new, this is officially my iPhone event. This is what I've wanted for so long.
And
I wanted a reason to spend a ton of money every October.
And I have to say that, despite the fact that I don't think there was any hardware surprises. Everything that we expected did come out for the most part. There was, I think there was no Pixelbook 2. I think that was my mistake. There was a Slate. There was no updated Chromecast, although it looks like on the store there is a white or chalk, as they call it, Chromecast.
Chalk.
And I'm a little disappointed that they didn't update the Pixel Buds. I can't imagine the Pixel Buds sold very well once people tried them and realized how terrible they were. So maybe Google's going to just give up on that category.
I mean, the renders that were going around were just like the buds without the thread in it.
Right.
And it just didn't look right.
If there was any reason to watch, however, it was for the new features of the camera. And there are quite a few, many of which will come to existing Pixel owners, which is very nice, I think.
Very nice.
The new hardware, the new Pixel 3 hardware has a secure enclave. As does the Slate, and looks like all the new Google stuff will have this secure enclave. Google's calling it Titan. It's a hardware chip. Augmented reality featuring Childish Gambino. That's
cool.
That's pretty cool. The kids are going to love that one. You can have Danny Glover dancing through your house.
I mean, hey, if Apple can have Memoji, then Google can have celebrities superimposed into all of your photos.
Right. The stand that they're pushing, a wireless charging stand, is a little pricey at $80, but it is designed to work with the Pixel 3 and change how the Pixel 3 behaves when it's plugged into the stand. It'll have a kind of a stand mode with a larger always-on display, an alarm clock mode, a photo display mode that's kind of like the Google Home Hub.
Yep.
You know,
very standardized.
The question that always comes to mind is, really, it's an Apple and a Samsung world. And in China, maybe it's an Apple and, you know, Huawei, Xiaomi, ZTE world. But it's, as good as we know the Pixel phones are, I don't think they're a big seller. I think the estimate was about 10 million phones, Pixel 2s were sold last year. That seems like, I mean, that's a lot. I'd be happy to sell 10 million widgets, but for a phone company, it's not a whole lot. It's definitely a way for Google to show what it can do and a clean version of Android, what Android can do if you don't tart it up with a bunch of weird features. And it is also a showcase for their camera. And I wonder, I mean, clearly Google's doubling down on the importance of the camera on the Pixel 3. And I wonder if that can be enough to convince people to switch away from Samsung.
I mean, it's enough to convince my friends that I'm the one who should take all the photos with the Pixel phone.
That's interesting.
When we're hanging out.
Isn't that interesting?
I kind of showed, you know, just the end result of the photos. At the end of the day, you put all your photos into the Google Photos album because everyone has a Gmail account, and you know that's when people see what your phone is capable of doing. And right. So probably I think Google should have done this years earlier, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, well, you and I both ordered one. I ordered a black one, you ordered a not pink one, which is definitely pink. I think the camera features are going to be interesting. I really do. Especially the zoom. They're really doubling down on that HDR plus. I think the best photo feature, the photo booth feature, is kind of cool.
That's going to be great for me.
Wasn't that out as an experiment, but it wasn't quite the same. But
yeah,
yeah, they did. Remember, they did Selfissimo.
Yep.
Yeah. So
Selfissimo.
Selfissimo.
That's right.
Remember that? There's the augmented reality feature. Iron Man in your backyard.
Wow.
Yeah. What they didn't address is the mess with messages. I hope that they resolve this. Hangouts is hanging on by a thread, but Android Messenger hasn't really, I think, taken over for a lot of us Google Fi users.
I'm just not a fan of MMS and SMS. I wish I could have Allo be the iMessage.
Why not? And no mention of Google Plus and the fact that they've decided to shutter what was their primary initiative 5 years ago in the face of security breaches. So there they are, the new Pixel 3s, exactly as expected. You didn't miss anything if you missed this. Florence Ion, you'll catch her on All About Android tonight. I'm sure there'll be lots to say about this.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And you'll have time to talk about it. It looks like our Pixel 3s will be arriving October 18th or 19th. So about 9 days from today. So we'll have dueling camera phones.
Yes, that'll be fun. It'll be fun. It'll be a great journey.
Thank you so much for joining us, Florence Ion.
Thank you, Leo.
Yeah. Thanks to all of you for joining us. Our Pixel 3 event, #MadeByGoogle, Fall 2018. I'm Leo Laporte. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.